Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about your first deal should look like a huge disaster mess. By the way, it is, man, I wish somebody would have told me.
That's hilarious. Just give me a description of what this should physically, if an image comes to my mind, should you see someone like, I mean, should be happening?
I'm going to ask you to describe your first deal. I'm going to certainly describe my first deal in the meat of the show here.
Okay.
And it's going to make, I guarantee this, it will make everyone
feel better.
Yes.
Good.
I mean, your deal probably smelled like roses. And
I know. Pretty. I'm trying to think back.
But you had me helping you.
I know.
I was sitting on a coffee table. Coffee table with a full-time job, all stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Going, what did I just do?
In Ohio, trying to close an 80-acre deal in Arizona, and I've never done this before.
Right.
I have a lot to say.
I know you do.
I know it's new.
Usually
for you.
Do.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Milan asks, long story short, I bought 40 acres a few months ago for $4,000. Did all my due diligence and all was good. County recorded it and I was a proud owner. The land wasn't selling. Thank God it wasn't. That would have been a serious mess. Last week I received a letter from the law office telling me that my property will be auctioned at a certain date. I can pay the lien of $4,000. Not too big of a deal. The point is, if I resold the property, that would seriously destroy my reputation selling property to clueless, excited buyer. I'm learning intensively how to check for liens now. What is your process? There are a lot of questions about liens in this forum, but no one really answered it. I do have one thing that I would like to add here first, Stephen.
Yeah.
I don't know how or where Milan is doing his due diligence, because I know he doesn't have the tools that we have.
Oh, he's not a member.
He doesn't have the Title Pro 24/7. He can't pull a lien report like we all can in 30 seconds or 10.
Okay, so his long story short, my answer is going to be short.
Yeah.
Become a member and this would never happen.
That's
because
the point.
We have all the lien related tools and all the due diligence tools. Let me read the first sentence again. Long story short, : I bought 40 acres a few months ago for $4,000. The next sentence. Did all my due diligence, period. No, you didn't. Part of your due diligence is call the county and see how much, immediately, actually. After you check in on parcel fact, you're going to send a bunch of letters out, and a few are going to come back. This one might be signed. The first thing you do when you open the mail or take that phone call is go into parcel fact and see if it's a property you want to buy. Is there access? Does it have some attributes? The whole thing. The second thing you're going to do is check back taxes and pull a lien report, like Jill said. So, Milan, you come up a lot in land investors and things like that, and we are really proud of you, but it might be time.
That's what I was going to say. You know, this is basically the $4,000 that you just spent on the property and the $4,000 of a lien that you missed. That's $8,000 you can invest in an education and not have to do this again. And I don't mean to call you out, Milan, or anything. I just want to say, this is really good, and you're doing. You know, you made a big mistake.
Right.
You did.
You did
the best you could
right.
with what you had to work with.
And you know you want to do this.
Yeah.
And you know, you've done a bunch of deals.
And
it's time to get
the
professional grade tools, which are not expensive at all.
Exactly. $8,000 is a lot to spend. Testing this out and doing it on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have done it on my own.
Right.
So at this point, I'm going to be going, now I really need some help.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. Good job.
See, I wonder where he's, you know, I want to make this about this question.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to a regular listener or even a new listener. This never happens.
Right.
I don't want you to like say, oh my God, I don't want to blindly buy 40. That doesn't happen. We have the tools to make sure with like 99% accuracy that you're not going to be surprised about anything.
Right. I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen. I'm trying to remember. Sometimes liens pop up in our initial data pull. I want to say that there's a category for liens. I might be wrong. No matter what, I knew. We can go back and pull separate lien reports per property for $20, if that.
I don't know why you're getting a letter from a lawyer either. unless it's in Texas, because sometimes they sub that out. If it's anywhere out west here, there's no, you don't get a letter from the law office, right, unless somebody's being, see, I question this whole thing. Right. Last week I received a letter from a law office telling me that the property will be auctioned at a certain date. I've never received a letter from a law office saying my property will be auctioned.
This is
the other thing too,
stuff.
Is that if you want to check on, this is back tax situation. You want to check on it, pull it up on the county website.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's ultra rural, or at worst case, call the treasurer. They'll tell you.
It's too before you easy. Buy it. This is one of the things that we teach all our members, how to do your due diligence. And you need to check all this stuff ahead of time. Who knows? Or maybe there's an HOA that Milan hasn't even found yet that's going to crop up. You know, it could be in some area that has a POA or an HOA, and those fees are still yet to surface.
Yep.
This is all the stuff that you need to know.
You got
to
do that before you buy the property.
We share with everybody ahead of time, so you're going into this buying a good property.
It's all the stuff that a regular title agent does in a deal.
Yeah.
And then I'll add it to it. So I'm not sure I'd be running around without having the tool, access to the tools we have. Well, I know I wouldn't. I would not be running around spending $4,000 on property without access to the tools that we have. However, if I was bent on doing that, I would close a deal with the title agent.
When you bought it. Yeah. Because if that's true. Because he would have known right then as he's buying it, and he would just say, you know what? Dude, I'm not buying it for $8,000. I'm out.
You know, this totally qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
Under the title of this episode.
Yes. Perfect. Nice segue.
Congratulations, Milan. You've got a little bit of a mess on your hand.
Yeah, and,
and you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because chances are the 40-acre property is worth a lot more than $8,000.
Hopefully it's worth 12 or 15 or 20.
Right.
And it'll work out fine.
Exactly. Today's topic, your first deal should be a huge fireball disaster mess. This is the meat of the show. Jill, tell us about your first deal. Do you even remember your first deal?
Oh my gosh, I don't. You know, all I remember is the first deals were the small stuff that I was just kind of quote unquote practicing on. I mean, they're real properties. Didn't expect to make much money on them, but I did. I was sitting there building up a nice little bank balance of property you just kind of tossed at me to see if I could figure it out, I guess. You know, when you really think about it, there wasn't a lot of quote-unquote training that you gave me. You kind of just showed me some stuff and said, here, copy this. There was no program, obviously, back then. It's not like I could watch videos that you had made or anything you've done.
Right.
You know, and it was just me by myself kind of learning. And then next thing you know, here we are. Fast forward.
Here we are with the bank balance.
You know, it's so funny, too. I was talking to our team right now about the number of properties that need to be posted and we've got in our inventory. I'm like, everyone, they look at it like it's a lot. I'm like, this is not
really?
A lot. You have no idea how many properties that I by myself managed and
thousands.
Dealt with at one time. And, you know, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, you guys better get it together because it's not a lot of property.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot to say about that off air.
You know, and here's my thing too. I'm trying to answer your question and answer it with the topic. A huge disaster mess. Well, number one, I had you if I needed you.
I'm the huge disaster mess.
And number two, part of it is I think my mindset that I want to figure it out. I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm not a give up kind of person.
I know.
So if anything, it could be an attribute, it could be a flaw, you decide. But the minute you tell me that something can't be done or I'm
That's
not
right.
capable of doing it, oh, look out, here I come.
You're way so more than me.
Like, especially when people say, you're a woman, let me handle this for you.
That's what I'm going to say when we get out of here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, I know, Jill. You're a woman. I'm sure you can't handle
Let me handle this for you. Well, you know what? You want to be dragging a leg down the street? That's that. There you go. So, that's the way I am. Well, tell me about your huge disaster.
It wasn't that
mess.
Big of a disaster. It just wasn't what I expected, which, you know, I bought a property on eBay. I had a full-blown, like, really good job with KPMG in Ohio. And I bought a property on eBay in Arizona because I was shocked. It was 80 acres for $4,000 or $5,000, and I bought it. And it was presented horrifically. And that was my whole premise and my justification for buying is if this is legit, I'm gonna, you know what? I said I'm gonna spend $4,000 or $6,000. I don't remember the number. Maybe it was $8,000. I think it was $8,000. It was $100 an acre. I said, I rationalized it. This is before any of this was happening. This is in the 90s. If I just dress this, the dress up, the posting, right? I'm looking at it only for marketing and money. I'm not looking at all the back-end stuff like deeds and paperwork and administration and organization, how to make it a company and what people are going to look at and do I need a website? None of that stuff. So I'm totally going to this thing on naive. I'm going to redress this all up and sell it on the internet and make it look great for more. And it all worked. And so somebody bought it. And then it was a massive fiery ball disaster from there on out. I didn't know how to do a deed. There was no one I could call. Mm-hmm. I called the county and they're like, yeah, that's a joke. And they, you know, put the fear of the whole thing in me. Like, I know the person who owns this property. They're looking at a computer screen with all this information that I didn't even know existed.
Right.
This guy's a crook. He's, you know, so I'm just like, you know what? I just lost a ton of money.
Right.
So step by step by step across the country, I worked it out. And that's what happened. That's just what you do. But if I was afraid of all those things and really sat down with a piece of paper, with a pad and a pencil and said, what can go wrong with this deal? What can go wrong with this whole, what I'm trying to do here? I would have never done it.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. One of the things that we teach our members to do when you're starting out is not spend all your $8,000. Imagine if instead of spending $8,000 on one property, you spent $1,000 on 8 properties. And one of them went sideways, and the other 7 were huge successes. Then you really wouldn't care. And that's a real. If you want to test this, that's a good test. Doing it that way. And so one goes sideways, big deal. You sell the other 8 for double or more. Your $8,000 is right now $20,000. You're trying to figure out, wow, how did that happen? Now I got this, and you just did 8 deals, and you sure made a lot on that other one.
If I woke up this morning and the exact same thing happened and now it's 2018 and I'm staring at a deal on eBay or anywhere on the internet and asking myself all these questions like, well, this guy's presenting this property terribly. I know I can sell for more. The first thing I would do now is go to Land Investors, the community, and ask all these questions and find out, what the hell? Is this for real? I mm-hmm. can't believe you can buy these properties like this. Why isn't somebody making $5 million a month doing this? My point is, you know, this is, I wish someone would have told me that this week.
Right.
You know, that's the theme this week.
Mm-hmm.
It perfectly falls under that. So was my deal a huge mess? Yeah, it was an absolute mess. And I bet if I was going to do my first deal tomorrow, it would be a huge mess. Mm-hmm. But we have resources now.
Isn't that amazing? That's true. Back then, part of your mess was probably you didn't know what you're doing. You didn't know who to call. You didn't even know what to ask. You didn't know, you know, you were kind of guessing, and it could have gone better. But you know what? Lucky for you, it still worked out great.
I'll tell you what happened after we were done and it was cleaned up and the deed got recorded and I got paid and the whole thing. I was absolutely hooked.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to know, most of you listening to this show have already done a few deals and you're hooked.
Right.
If you're brand new, you're going to do a deal and you're going to find out. There was somebody who joined our group several years ago. They did a deal and they emailed Jill and I remember this. And they said, this is just not for us. You know, I don't want to buy land. I don't see the point.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And people were calling me. I posted it on the internet and people were calling me and asking me all about this land. And you guys tell us to not go look at the land, so I couldn't answer their questions. I said, you know what? You're right. This is not for you.
That's okay.
Because if you've got a better way to make 10 grand on a deal in about a week,
yeah,
you know, that's
okay.
Not your point. You can't be bothered with answering the phone a few times and dealing with some emails. And I think that you're right.
That's okay.
Right. But I was hooked.
It's like saying, I'm trying to think of any major company owner, you know, does he really need to stand there and bless every transaction? No. You have to take a hands-off approach, and that's this job. too. Right. You have to take a step back, or you're never going to grow, by the way. If you think that you're going to personally drive out there and stand on it and put your chair and take a picture of you on every single property that you buy, and you're going to do it all over the country, you can't get ahead.
Sure. You know, we say this a million times, what Jill's saying. It's not about the real estate. It's all about the stuff we're talking about. It's mm-hmm. about getting over doing your first few deals. It's about getting over the paperwork aspect and subbing it out to the appropriate person and just being organized mm-hmm. and sticking to a schedule. It's about everything, all the skills that you would need to own and operate a successful bakery are the same ones that you need in real estate.
Especially if you want to have a second bakery and a third bakery and a fourth bakery. If you think you're going to, your first bakery, you might be the chef. You might be the pastry chef.
Right.
And that's your thing and you're there every day. But you know what? You can't do it. You can't be in two locations, three locations, four locations.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you. That is dragging a leg down the street.
Oh my gosh, it's not going to go away.
I know. Sorry.
Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss you need time and smarts more than money.
Amen. And we answer your question posted on landacademy.com. Our online community, it is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I think that was good. Even our members, you know what's so funny? I haven't seen or heard of a huge mess in a long time. It seems like on our monthly member call, I would hear about now and then, like, oh man, I did it all wrong. I didn't double my money. And then you and I would ask them, well, how much did you make? Well, I only made 80% profit. Like, what the heck?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, how is that a fail? That's not a fail.
So what I didn't talk about on the show is when that happened, I said, all right, this is a one-off. This is what I told myself. Oh, this is a one-off deal.
Can never do it again.
I would love to make this a business. I'm completely across the country. And how would I ever possibly put it in a system where I could just buy? Because I made eight or 10 grand, I don't remember. How am I possibly going to put this all into a system? Because if I could do this every month, that's all I wanted to do. One deal like that a month, $5,000 to $8,000 a month. And at the time, where I was in my life, I could have walked away from my whole job and my life and the whole thing. So I got on a plane and came out to Arizona and figured it out. It was, and that back then, this is long before mail. Sending the mail out makes it so easy.
It's true.
I had to go drive around the country going to auctions.
It's
true. Before the internet really kicked in. So these are all good things. We've made this so easy and systematic. It's awesome.
It is. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, rate us there, please. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.